This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado's enterprise fee end run around Tabor. Laramie Energy CEO Bob Boswell told Kim Monson a business and labor coalition is preparing litigation to force Colorado's enterprise fees back under the taxpayers' Bill of Rights, and the primary source numbers are even worse than he said on air. Colorado's taxpayers' Bill of Rights is still in the state constitution, but most of what the state spends each year never touches it. Laramie Energy Chairman and CEO Bob Boswell told Kim Monson on the April 13 broadcast of The Kim Monson Show that the legislature has routed around Tabor by labeling billions of dollars in revenue as enterprise fees instead of taxes, and that a coalition of businesses and labor is preparing litigation to reverse the practice. The primary source numbers Boswell cited are already out of date, and the trend line is steeper than he said. Boswell told the program that there has been implementation of what is known as enterprise fees, and this is a way to get around the Tabor Act. He said these are in fact taxes, not fees, but some 20, almost 30 enterprise fees have been put in to fund out-of-government spending in the state of Colorado. He said the budget is now $41 billion, and $23 billion of the revenues to fund the government come from these enterprise fees, which have been put in place to circumvent the purpose of the Tabor Act. Boswell's figures are roughly a year stale. The Common Sense Institute's December 2025 budget release puts Colorado's fiscal year 2026 total state appropriations at $44 billion, and the Colorado Joint Budget Committee's fiscal year 25-26 appropriations report places total operating appropriations at $46.25-526. The Common Sense Institute's most recent snapshot of fees in Colorado, covering fiscal 2024, reports that fee-based enterprises collected $25.8 billion, up from $742 million in Tabor's first year of effect. That is a 3,400% increase against 196% for population growth plus inflation over the same period. The more telling number is the share of state spending that sits outside Tabor's revenue cap entirely. In 1996, the Common Sense Institute found 46% of state spending was Tabor exempt. By fiscal year 2024, 74% was. Put differently, $3 of every $4 the state spends are now beyond the reach of the voter approval and refund mechanics Colorado voters wrote into the Constitution in 1992. Tabor, at Article 10, Section 20 of the Colorado Constitution, defines an enterprise as a government-owned business authorized to issue its own revenue bonds and receiving under 10% of annual revenue in grants from all Colorado state and local governments combined. Revenue collected by an enterprise is not counted as district revenue and does not trigger Tabor's revenue cap or its refund requirement. Voters tried to close the door in 2020 with Proposition 117, which required voter approval for any new enterprise projected to collect more than $100 million in its first 5 years. According to the Common Sense Institute, the legislature has since stood up 10 new enterprises and expanded one more, each falling below the $100 million trigger. Kelly Caulfield, the Common Sense Institute's executive director, told the Denver Gazette that the legislature circumvented voter intent by continuing to authorize enterprise funds that fall just below that cap. Boswell said the response is a coalition legal strategy. He told Monson there is a group, a coalition of businesses and labor, that has some 9 different issues, and there will be a lawsuit to say that these are taxes, that they are not enterprise fees, and that they need to come under the banner of the Tabor Act. No such lawsuit has been filed. The closest active campaign is the ballot initiative push led by Michael Fields of the conservative Advance Colorado Institute and former Arapahoe County Republican Chair Suzanne Tahire, who filed nearly 24 tax and fee-related measures for the 2026 ballot. On March 9, the Colorado Supreme Court, in a unanimous opinion by Chief Justice Monica M. Marquez, blocked Initiative 58 on single-subject grounds. Other revenue-related measures from the same proponents have received title board approval, but none has qualified for the ballot. Any coalition lawsuit also runs into recent precedent. In 2019, the Colorado Supreme Court declined in NFIB versus Colorado Department of State to rule on whether business filing fees were unconstitutional taxes, calling the increases incidental and de minimis. In June 2021, the court denied certiorari in the Tabor Foundation's six-year challenge to the hospital provider fee after the Court of Appeals found the plaintiffs lacked standing and that the fee was not subject to Tabor on the merits. Between those two rulings and the Initiative 58 decision, the Colorado Supreme Court has turned away every recent attempt to reach the fee versus tax question. While the courts have been quiet, the legislature is moving. Senate Bill 26-135, sponsored by Senate Democrats Jeff Bridges of Greenwood Village and Kathy Kipp of Fort Collins, would refer a November 2026 ballot question asking voters to let the state keep revenue above the Tabor cap in an amount equal to state K-12 funding and to raise K-12 funding by up to 2% a year for 10 years. Senate Finance advanced the bill on a 6-3 party-line vote on March 12. Monson, who serves as president of the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, has called Senate Bill 26-135 an all-out assault upon Tabor and says the Colorado Union of Taxpayers has taken a position against the bill. The fiscal analysis projects the state would keep roughly $807 million in the first year alone. And now, Kim's perspective. Read the numbers slowly. $3 of every four the state spends are now beyond the reach of Tabor, which means the voter approval promise our state constitution makes is now a promise about a shrinking minority of the budget. Our taxpayers' Bill of Rights was meant to keep government in its proper lane, and the legislature has spent 30 years pouring concrete around it with fees they refuse to call taxes. Senate Bill 26-135 is the next lane they want to take. Read the bill, call your representatives, and ask them to answer one question. Why will you not put these dollars to a vote of the people the way the Constitution says you must? For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.